Hello, community, and welcome to the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. I am your host, Tim Davis, and October is Cybersecurity Month. With that ever-looming threat of cyberbullies and ransomware attacks, we need to stay vigilant against the so-called bad actors that mean to do us harm and take our data or even our money. Today, we're sitting down with Five9 cybersecurity guru, Mr. Blaine Kale. Hello, Blaine, and welcome to the Medical Minute.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
For the regular everyday user on the laptop or PC at home, what steps should they be taking to protect themselves against a cyber attack?
The most common cyber attacks that people are likely to experience are going to come over your email, whether that's a link that takes you to a fake login page that is going to capture your credentials, then they can log into your email, whether that's personal or work, as you. Or it might take you to a site that has a malicious download on it, you know, a piece of malware. Most of these attacks, they're not technically sophisticated, but they are sophisticated from a social engineering standpoint, right? How do we trick somebody into clicking our link? How do we trick them into thinking that they're going to a legitimate site and not our fake site? The problem there is these campaigns are highly tuned. They evolve over time. The idea is that they're going to try to get you emotionally involved with a sense of urgency, or perhaps they use what we call pretext. It's a piece of information that makes them sound more authentic. Maybe it's the info that you wouldn't think a random person would have, but the real entity that you're communicating with would have. And they do all this just to kind of circumvent your higher thinking, right? So if you're not being suspicious, if you're not being paranoid because you've been tricked into thinking that this is legitimate, that's how they get you.
These bad actors are pretty much everywhere, and they're out to trick you. That's their goal, is to trick you, to give them what, information and money and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's two things that they're going after. These are all financially motivated, right? Everything's about money. Most of these people are operating these scams and other attacks as a business. It's their job. It's what they wake up and they do 8 to 5. Like, you get hired on. They have the job description and everything else that goes with it. So that doesn't fit the mentality of what we think about, right? We think about a lone person in a basement kind of thing. No, these are orchestrated campaigns, and they're trying to extract money. Most of what they're trying to do is get their way into a business and get them to transfer money, or you to transfer money, like pretending to be technical support for your bank and getting you to log into your bank account, and maybe even you share your screen with them, and then before you know it, they've taken over and initiated a transfer through your account. So the general rule of thumb is, I like to call it inbound bad, outbound good. If somebody's contacting you via email or a phone call or similar, you need to be suspicious. If you are making the call, like, I'm calling my bank, that's far safer, right? I'm calling my bank on a phone number that I got from a trusted source. Maybe it's from the back of my card. I go to their real website. I type it in myself. I'm not clicking a link that's in an email, because if you've got a malicious email in your inbox and it has contact information in it, it's not going to be a contact information for the real business that they're pretending to be, right? It's all financially motivated.
And it's not like you said, the guy in the basement. These are like engineers. These are high-level thinking people trying to get our money. With that in mind, how does Five9's help Decatur Health stay safe on this side?
So we employ a lot of technology, right, to detect and prevent these attacks, or if they do occur, to rapidly detect them so we can shut them down. It's kind of a numbers game in that as defenders, we have to try to have a perfect record, right? We got to succeed 100% of the time. The attackers only have to get lucky once, and then they can grab data or conduct further attacks, right? Detect that your email box was compromised because of something suspicious about it. We can lock it down right away before they can do further harm. Same thing with getting actual access to one of a business's computers. We need to be able to detect that before they spread it further through the enterprise, before they steal a bunch of data, those kinds of things. We need everybody to, as we say at Five9's, have a healthy paranoia. just be skeptical. It's far safer just to be a little skeptical. Take a moment, count to 10 and breathe and think, is this all truly legit or does something smell off here? Probably my single most simple piece of advice that's applicable to a lot of things is what I said before about anything that's come into you, be suspicious about. And if you need to hang up and call somebody back, like your bank, because you're concerned that this request may not be legitimate, the real bank will be supportive of that. The agent will be like, absolutely, hang up on me. Here's my ID number. Call back on the phone number that you find on our website and ask to be transferred to me. That's great. An imposter will do everything in their power to keep you on the phone and not go check what they're doing. You know, I'm the real deal. You don't need to do that. This is authentic. You know, here, I'll send you a text message with a code in it and you can read the code back to me and that proves that I'm authentic. All this stuff that gets sent to you doesn't prove anything. You got to make that outbound call to verify something is legitimate.
Thank you for joining us today, Blaine, and we'll see you next time on the Medical Minute.
Okay, thank you.
That was Decatur Health Cybersecurity Czar with Five Nines, Blaine Kale, to help inform us on cybersecurity for the month of October, because October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I'm your host, Tim Davis. Tune in next time for more fun stuff from the Medical Minute, brought to you by Decatur Health. Decatur Health is where compassion and healing come together.